Hey, PLA Feed listeners, there is so much exciting stuff that's happened this week. I don't know how I'm going to get to it all. I'm just kidding. Nothing's happened this week. That's why I'm putting together old crap. In this audio, you're going to hear all of the carding calls starting in 2011 and ending just a couple of months ago, I guess, whenever I did that last one. It's a really long show. It's about an hour and a half, but it's all good stuff. It's taken directly from the YouTube videos. Some of the intros and outros are still in there, but a lot of them, I mean, a few of them I took out because, I mean, it just said basically the same thing over and over and over. And in case you don't know, we're not doing the carding calls anymore. I guess that's going to be explained in the last video. But yeah, don't leave any more notes. In case I left the phone number in there and told you to leave notes, I think I took that out of all the videos, but if I left the number in there, just ignore that. Don't leave notes on cars for me, because it's over. It's done. I'm finished with it. God.
I want to be a technical writer.
Okay, here's pretty much the greatest prank calling idea in the history of everything. You write a note that says, "Sorry, I dinged your car. Please call me back at 425 or whatever your own home phone number is. And then you leave this note on somebody's parked car. Then you go home and wait for the inevitable call back from a confused car owner. Here's a few of the calls I've received this week.
What exactly happened?
I backed into it. I dented up the side and scratched the paint off and stuff.
Oh, did you? I didn't even notice. Where was it to? On the side of it?
No, yeah, kind of on the front. I had to get up under the engine and release the hood from inside, so I could get up and, you know, like, pull the dent out. I drilled a hole into it, and I used one of those dent puller things and pulled the dent out. And then I had patching material, and then I chipped off some extra paint to go color match your paint at the dealership. So it's a pretty good job. I don't think you can tell that I fixed it. But it's kind of, I think that's on the left side.
Okay, it's just kind of blowing my mind that you did all this in the parking lot?
Yeah, I because I didn't want you to have to deal with insurance and all that, and, you know, I'm uninsured anyway.
You're not insured, you said?
Right, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to, like, check it out and look into it.
Okay. The window cracked.
The
window cracked,
just
too.
Just to see what was that?
The window cracked, too, and I use one of those windshield crack repair kits, and you can't even, I mean, it's there if you really look for it.
This is kind of doesn't make much sense to me that all this happened in the parking lot. Like, you were,
yeah, I was backing up. I was trying to back up, and I don't know. I have poor depth perception. I just kind of hit the front, and I didn't hit it hard or anything, but it was hard enough to crack the windshield, and you know, dent up the side, the front fender part.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to. Okay. So on the front left side, the front fender.
I don't know. Is that what it's called? You know, just the left side of the car, like kind of where the tire is.
Yeah, that's the fender, yeah.
Yeah, I had to reach up underneath with a coat hanger and release the hood.
I don't know how you were able to release the hood without the alarm going off.
Oh, I disabled that.
What was that?
I disabled that.
It's, you, like, disabled my alarm?
Just temporarily. I put it back.
How did you disable my alarm?
I don't want to get into all the technicalities of it, but really, when you think about it, it's not that hard.
Hello, is this John?
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
That's great. It's good to hear.
So what's going on with the car?
Oh, well, I work here at Roy Gerbel's Automotive Services here in Orlando, and we just leave notes on cars like that for advertising purposes, and I wanted to offer you $10 off on your next oil change. And you just bring that note in, and you get $10 off.
Really?
Yes. We also offer all kinds of services. We'll inspect your air conditioning and replace your air filter and check your battery. And you'll find that our prices are very competitive.
So wait a minute now. You would put a silly thing like this on the car where you are saying you actually hit the car and think that people are going to want to use you as a business because of that?
Of course. It gets your attention. It makes you call us. So once you call us, then we offer you $10 for an oil change. $10 off. So it's only $25.99.
Hmm. the first thing I would think is, this is a really disreputable outfit. It's just the best they can do for advertising that they're going to try to put some false come on a windshield. So I'd recommend you change your advertising technique and advertise
your services as opposed to
some fraud that you're putting on somebody's windshield.
It's not a fraud. You don't work here, so don't tell us how to run our job, you dumb Nazi. And even though you're being a jerk about it, I'll still offer you the $10 off on an oil change.
Okay. Well, look, I'm a lawyer, and I'm telling you this is fraud, and I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau, and we'll go from there.
Well, I'm in the automotive industry, and I know...
You should change your advertising technique, you dumb shit. Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Roy. You left me a voicemail. I left that note on your car.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about the car. I dinged your car. I'm pretty sure the damage isn't that apparent. I actually went and fixed it as best as I could while you were inside.
Where did you hit it at?
Towards the back, around where the gas tank goes, you know?
Okay.
All right, so I got into an argument with my wife, and she was giving me a hard time because we bounced some checks. Okay. And I don't mean to get too personal about it, but I've been wasting money on lottery tickets, and I went to an Indian casino. So I got so angry that I started kicking your car. I kicked it a few times in the back.
You're kicking my car?
Yeah, I was upset. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just lost my temper. And then my wife, she said that I had to leave a note for some reason on your car, so I went ahead and left a note. But I fixed it as best as I could. I had one of those dent pullers.
All
right. But did you see the damage?
I'm going to go out and take a look at it again. I saw a little bit of stuff, yeah, but I wanted to talk to you first to double-check and make sure what I was looking at.
Well, I got really mad at your car, okay? So I kicked it. And that's. I just wanted to let you know that I kicked your car.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. And I'll give you a call back once I look at it and talk with my insurance agent. Obviously, it's a little late tonight.
Well, no, the insurance already fixed it. Insurance is nothing. I mean, your car should not have been there, basically, is the way it goes. Why was your car there
right.
in my way? Well, your car, you made me angry. You did, personally. I kicked your damn car.
I made you angry?
Yes.
How did that make you angry?
The way you parked.
Excuse me? My car was parked in a parking spot.
Yeah, exactly. A little too close. Too far to the side. And then me and my wife got into it. We started arguing. I said, you know, be a damn shame if someone did something to this car, and then I opened my car door really fast, and it hit the car door, like hit the side of your car, and it scratched it on the side there, like you saw.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, very nice, very, very good, Roy, very good, you're brilliant. And I said, yeah, you don't like that? And then I got out and I started kicking the car. And I said, what are you going to do now about it? And we
realize my car is an Audi, right?
Yes.
Not a cheap fucking car.
What's an Audi? What's that? I don't know a lot about cars.
It's a very expensive car.
It's an Audi. Those aren't expensive cars at all. No, they're not. It's not like a BMW.
They're more expensive than a BMW and a Mercedes.
Well, I drive a Toyota Celica, so.
Yeah, so you drive a piece of shit. I drive an Audi.
Listen,
you're not going kicking other people's fucking cars. You have an obvious attitude problem.
Look, the most important part is that I made up with my wife, okay?
I don't give a fuck about you and your wife. I give a fuck about my car.
Well,
you're going kicking people's cars.
Well, there's a part of that you need to know about, too, about the way I made up with my wife.
I don't give a shit about that. I'm happy for you.
Well, no.
You don't go on kicking people's cars.
It was on top of your car. Do you know what I mean?
Dude, you got issues.
I had sex with her on top of the hood of your car.
Hey, is this Mike?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I went ahead and fixed it myself. So I don't think you'll notice any problem on the truck, but I just felt I should leave a note anyway.
All right, yeah, so what ended up happening?
Oh, I was drifting around the corner. You know, the drift thing that these young people do, and it smashed into the side of your car. So it messed up pretty bad, but it didn't break any windows or anything, luckily.
Yeah. Which side was it?
Oh, gosh. I think it was the passenger side.
The passenger side?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I was pretty high last night, but...
Yeah, this is kind of strange.
I passed it up.
Is it something that I should call the police for, do you think?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, I'd appreciate if you didn't, because I was in a stolen car. But I used duct tape to patch up the side and joint compound, and I color matched the paint. I went to the dealership and got paint.
Okay.
And so you can't even tell that it was even messed up, and I was hoping you'd appreciate that I fixed it myself. Because I spent a lot of money on that, actually.
All right. Yeah, well, I have your information, so I'm probably going to have to, because if it's damaged that badly, then I'm probably going to have to file a claim just for the, you know, the police and everything.
Well, it's not damaged anymore, because I fixed it all.
Well, there was not the damage, it was more so the accident. I mean, you can't erase that still occurred, so that's my biggest concern, is that there's somebody kind of driving around a parking lot, admittedly, you know, on drugs and all that. And, I mean, I'm on a business phone right now, too, and so this is all recorded.
Oh, yeah?
I figured,
thank God
I have that.
Thank God I didn't mention the gas siphoning, because I was really worried about siphoning too much, because I wanted you to be able to make it to work and everything, but I had to pay for the stuff that I bought to fix your car with.
Yeah, I'm sure it cost you a pretty penny.
Yep.
But regardless, I have your information, and I don't know whether I'll have to get the police involved. So I'd expect you'll probably hear something from them.
Okay.
Maybe something from my insurance company. And
I don't have insurance, so. Because, I mean, I was in a stolen car. Well, I mean, they might have insurance. I don't know if I would be covered in their car.
Yeah, probably. I think that's how it works. Something like that.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be bad. But, yeah, so I get the number.
I'm pretty much out of the loop at this point. I mean, I think it's just going to be the owner of that car that's going to have to take care of things.
I don't think that's really how it works entirely. But
I doubt you're a lawyer, but I'm just saying I don't think I'm going to have to do anymore. I was nice enough to leave a note, and I think this is the end of it for me.
Yeah, well, it probably isn't, because I had to still have to go ahead and contact the police just to make sure, just in case something did happen down the road and my truck was damaged, and it's not just a cosmetic thing, it's something you could, you know, something internally, whether it be an engine part or some type of component, and how it handles and drives and all that, I would feel, go through it the correct way.
I really need to go shoot up right now. I gotta go. But
you do.
Okay, goodbye then, sir.
All right, well, I'm gonna call the police, all right?
No, there's no reason to call the police. I'm not involved anymore.
I think there is.
And that's all of the calls I've received so far from this prank. So, YouTubers, I need your help. I want to take a ton of these types of calls. So, right now, I want you to get out some paper and write a bunch of notes for me. And the notes should say something along the lines of, I'm sorry, I scraped up your car. Call me at 424... I got this voicemail that amuses me a lot. I'm going to play it real quick. And then I'd like to call this person and... maybe have her do a carding.
You know what amuses me is when Elephant and Bird went to Radio Shack.
Okay, Matt.
Hey, Roy. I'm a big fan of your videos, and I saw the one where it's like, I damaged your car, call this number. So I kind of wrote the number down, and I just want to tell you that we're big fans, and we love all the shit that you pull.
Matt, I love how she giggled when she said
call
shit.
Back if you want to. That would make us really happy.
Caller.
My favorite is like when she calls back from Walmart to call the manager, and you just say your name is Roy again.
We're calling her now.
Hello.
Hi.
Give us a holler. Thanks, Roy.
Hey, it's Roy.
Hold on, can I put you on speakerphone? Hold on.
No, I hate speakerphone.
Yeah.
Well, my friend's here.
Oh, my God.
Tonight on Cacti Radio, Pillow Fights.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, Roy.
What's your names?
I'm Jules, and I'm Carolyn.
Okay.
Hey, girls.
Okay, so they don't sound completely horrible on speaker. You're on the phone with Roy, Laugh Track Matt, and hey, not Brad.
Matt fucking
Hello.
Hillock.
Be careful with Matt, because he likes little kids.
Okay.
Okay.
Giggle all you want.
Yeah.
It's true, though. Seriously.
Okay. Wait, first let me ask you this question. Did you call pretending to be a carding victim also?
No.
Okay, because there's this other person that sounds a little bit like you, but not quite. So I thought maybe you were, you know, pretending and doing a crazy
thing. No, but I called you a bunch of times because
yeah,
I thought it was amusing.
You were calling me over and over, and I called the police. Cause...
Yeah, I was like, damn, he's going to fucking call the police. I was really worried, like... Love you a lot. Ugh. Like, will you marry us, Roy?
Okay. I don't know. I think you should do some research on me and find out what I did to the child beauty queen. Oh, but...
Ah, this is fucking adorable. I love it.
Oh, listen.
Yeah, really.
Oh, look, here's what I was leading up to. Do you want to call a person and pretend that you're a person that dinged their car?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
This is from days ago, so I don't know if they're going to answer or if they're going to care still, but I'm going to play the voicemail I got for you first, okay?
Okay.
Hi, yes, this message is for Roy. My name is Erica. I received a note on my car that you had dinged my vehicle. Just giving you a call. If you could give me a call back at your convenience. My cell phone number is area code
702.
Okay, so do you want to call up that lady? Her name's Erica, and I don't know, it was signed Roy, so you'd have to say he's your pimp or dad or something, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, we'll do it.
All right, here goes. Her name's Erica.
Or your boyfriend. Why is pimp the first thing that comes to mind?
Yeah, you know me.
Wow. What nice, like, ringtone.
Hello?
Hi, hello? This is going to be a little awkward, but we kind of fucked up your car.
Okay.
You may have gotten our note.
Yeah, I left a message last week.
Yeah, we really didn't want to, like, get it all on us. Like, we didn't want to, like, get the police called on us, but so we just blamed it on our dad, Roy. So he's kind of a douchebag. So I don't know, you might want to talk to him. He's kind of mad at us.
Like, really mad at us.
Can you just, like, not say anything? But we fixed your car. We fixed it all by ourselves.
Hello, Erica?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This is their father. I'm listening on the extension, and they didn't know it.
Okay.
Did we wake you up? Because you sound either high or asleep.
Oh, Dad.
What?
No. I was actually sleeping.
Get up.
Shut up.
Dad.
Shut up, Erica. I'm having a moment with my daughter here. What?
Yeah, it was us, okay? I'm sorry.
I knew it!
Yeah.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, Dad.
You motherfuckers. Okay, I'm gonna hang up. I have to go empty the kitty litter box. BRB.
That was my job. At least he cleaned it.
You can continue Roy? With Erica now.
Roy? Daddy?
Erica?
Yes.
Erica, you need to speak louder, okay? I'm gonna put Uncle Matt on. He'll teach you how to speak louder.
Uncle Matt will straighten everything out, sweetheart.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, look, the second I started talking, bitch hung up.
That sucks.
All right.
Is this that same Brad?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's somebody else with this ringtone.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Well,
where's that fucking broad that got the dent car and was rude? Rude to my niece.
It's a little late. Whatever.
Fuck you, fucking cocksucker. Put the goddamn broad on the phone.
Jesus Christ.
They hung up again. Gregulate.
I have that effect.
Hey guys.
Do you want to try another one though?
Yes.
Okay.
Roy.
This lady here, she left me like 3 messages and the last one was, or I think they were all yesterday, but I'm going to play it.
Yes, hi Roy. My name is Megan. I got a note on my car earlier saying sorry that I dinged your car with a little cactus on it.
Did you hear that part?
I did not see anything wrong with my car, so I don't really think that we need to worry about anything. But if you could please give me a call back at 812.
Okay. I think that's Indiana.
She sounds like such a trailer trash bitch.
Wow. Car?
I had the best years of my life in the trailer.
All right, giggly teenage girls, do you want to start this one? Her name's Megan.
Give it to not Brad, though.
Do a good job this time.
Oh, come
on.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, Roy.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Mention Coney 2012 for a guaranteed good prank.
Oh, wait. Her name's Megan, and in one of her other messages, she said her car was at the doctor's office.
Sounds like a crazy cunt.
Yeah, crazy cunt going to the doctor. What the hell?
It's all a scam.
She's probably a cunt.
That's how they get you.
Hello? Hi, Megan? Yeah? I was just wondering if your car is at the doctor's office still. Megan? My what? Your car. At the doctor's office. We got a message from you saying that your car was at the doctor's office.
Who is this?
Who isn't this? We left a note on your car that said, sorry, we messed up your car. We didn't do any external damage, but I did crawl under the hood and rearrange all the stuff. I really wouldn't suggest driving it.
We patched everything up with Band-Aids.
This little fucking broad is awesome.
Coney 2012.
Megan hung up on us. Yeah, you didn't say Coney 2012, so that's why she hung up.
It failed.
You're awesome.
You rearranged all the stuff.
I like how you climbed into the engine
and patched it up with Band-Aids.
You're like one of the littles.
The littles.
I just call in then.
I've reached the Sprint voicemail.
Megan.
A new. Bye.
Now, really, really, I am going to let you guys go.
All right.
I'm very sorry, but you should get on cactiradio.com and listen to the rest of the show, because we'll probably make fun of you for the rest of the show.
Really?
I don't know.
We will do that. All right.
You should find Matt Hillock on Facebook, sweetheart.
Matt.
I hope this phone call was everything you imagined.
They call me. I'm in a river.
Oh my god. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for doing the pranks. Hopefully, they'll end up on YouTube eventually.
Yeah. Made our night. Thanks, guys.
America.
Bye. Made our night. Thanks, guys.
Bye, giggling teenage girls. For the past 5 months, we've been taking calls from people who think we hit their car. And this is because you people have been leaving notes on cars all over the US and Canada, claiming that you hit their car, even though you didn't, hopefully, and asking people to call 425, which is my phone number. So a ton of thanks goes out to all of you who've done this, and, you know, I really appreciate you giving me something fun to do.
Quite a few of the calls have been made on our weekly prank call show, and I still need to go through old episodes of that and grab the calls off of them, so be expecting plenty more of these carding prank videos. All thanks to you guys. If you haven't done it yet, you should go out and put notes on cars for me, and they should read what you see on your screen there. This first call is the most recent one I've done. It's from a couple days ago, and it's all thanks to this guy in Oklahoma who's been leaving notes for me all week and calling me with updates on what kind of cars they are and stuff. So thank you, guy in Oklahoma. You're awesome.
Hello?
Hi, Sierra?
Yes?
It's Roy. I left you a note.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
What happened?
I hit your car. But it was I don't know, I kind of lost my mind, because your car is just stupid and faggy. I hate it. It's ugly. It's an ugly car. I just beat the shit out of it.
Okay. Sorry that my car is stupid and faggy and ugly.
Who picks that color anyway?
I don't know. Well, I didn't see any dents or scratches or anything, it's cool. I appreciate you leaving a note.
I don't hit very hard ever since the surgery. I should have set it on fire. If I had a lighter, I would have set that motherfucker on fire.
Jeez.
You should be ashamed of yourself driving that piece of crap.
I'm so sorry.
You should be.
But no, I didn't see any damage or anything.
Okay.
Just horrible. So thank you for leaving a note. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice rest of the day, and I'm very sorry.
That's okay. And you too.
Think about, trading that piece of crap in for something nice.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
All right. Bye, Sierra. Right.
Bye-bye.
Roy, you dinged my car. You left a note here with all your fingerprint on it. What's going on, man? All right, call me back. 644181. Call me back. Bye.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on your car, and I'm calling you back because of your message.
Yeah, so what, you dinged my car?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
What do you mean by sorry?
Well, I'm apologizing. Like, what's the problem with that?
You dinged my car and you're apologizing.
Well, what do you want me to do? You're getting... It sounds like you're really angry for no reason at all. I dinged your car and I was nice enough to leave a note. I don't see why you have to be a jerk about it.
A jerk about it? What you ding with?
What?
What do you ding my car with?
With my car.
With your car?
Yes. My car dinged your car.
Your car dinged my car and you hit and run and you call me I'm a jerk?
Well, I didn't hit and run. You just weren't around, so I left a note. That's proper car dinging etiquette.
So that's a proper way to do it. Hit somebody's car and leave a note, and then you can leave.
Yes. Well, I had my kids with me. I couldn't just hang out there all day.
My friend, that's a very expensive car, my friend.
Really? What kind is it? Is it an Audi?
You hit my Mercedes, my friend.
Oh. It didn't look like a Mercedes. It's kind of
so what? It looks like a TM to you?
I don't know. I drive a Chevy.
You drive a Chevy, you hit my car, and you say, leave the note, it's okay.
Yeah, well, I'm calling you back so we can make arrangements. Do you want me to give you my insurance information?
My friend, my car is $100,000 brand new. You hit that like that, and you run away, and you tell me...
But I'm calling back to give you insurance information. But with your attitude, I think I'm just not going to bother. I'm just going to hang up, and you'll never hear from me again. And you just have to pay for it yourself. I'm pretty sure you can afford it, since you drive a Mercedes.
You hit me, and you tell me to fix it by myself?
Yeah, could you just do that for me, please? Because, you have more money than me, clearly. So I think it'd be best if you just fix it yourself.
Where do you live, my friend? In the States or in Canada?
I'm in Canada. I don't know how you get the idea that I live in the States. That was the dumbest.
You live in Canada. Hit my car and you run, you leave a note. You're thinking it's okay. Expensive car, I can try. I can afford to pay it on my own.
Yeah, you can afford it, right? So I'll just let you go now.
So my car, I can afford it.
Yeah, your car can afford it, but mine can't. I think there was more damage to my car. So I'm going to need your insurance information to pay for the damage to my car. So could I have your insurance policy number?
Are you fucking nut in the head?
Yes, sir. I need your policy number right now. I've got a pen and a pink post-it. I'm going to write it down.
You hit somebody's car and you ask for the insurance to pay for your car?
Yes.
You want to go to jail, this fucking guy?
Which insurance company are you with, sir?
Huh?
I'm going to need your name and which insurance company are you with?
I'm going to fucking need your name. You know what, you need my name if you think you hit my car.
No, my name's Roy. I need your name and your insurance company's policy number.
My friend, if you think you hit my car, I don't ask for insurance, you ask my insurance?
Yeah,
you fucking hit and run, my friend.
I'm not your friend. I'm just some guy that hit your car. Can I have your policy number, please?
I think you are something wrong. Wait for the cop to call you, okay? Bye.
Bye.
That last call and this next one were from Notes Placed on Cars by Samantha in Toronto. And this next call is Samantha calling the guy back, and not only did she leave a note on his car, but she placed traffic cones around his car and then took a picture of it, which is the picture that you see in the video right now.
Hi, you left a note on my car. Can you call me back at 649? I don't know, you left some note on my car, but I don't see any damage. So call me back. Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Roy?
Yeah, what's up?
You're Roy?
Well, it's pronounced Wah. I'm
Wah? Did you leave a note on my car about hitting a car?
Yeah, well, what kind of car did you have?
You don't know what car... It's a Honda Civic. It was a gray metallic Honda Civic. You left a note saying that you hit it? But I don't see any damage. Where did you hit it?
Oh, well, maybe the damage wasn't that great. I'm just kind of trying out this... I might have hit it a little bit. I'm trying out this whole new Buddhist thing where I gotta tell everybody about all my misdoings, and I might have hit it. I wasn't sure.
What do you mean you might have hit it? Because I'm going to report it to the police. You got to tell me what's going on.
Well, okay, I smoked...
If not, I'm going to report it to traffic services and Toronto police.
I smoked a spliff, right? So I don't really know if contact was made or not, because, like, I was feeling vibrations.
Did you put pylons around my car?
I wanted to make sure nobody else hit it afterwards. I really cared. Like, I really am sorry.
Where do you live? Do you live in Toronto?
Yeah, man. I didn't want to call you from my real number because I don't want you to call the police.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, I don't know where you hit it because that's what I need to determine. So you got to tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I mean, I'm trying
because
to...
Because even if it wasn't your real number, you could still find your real number. But the point is, did you hit the car or not?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to tell you, man. I don't exactly remember, okay? I was high.
So you don't remember.
I was high.
You hit the car or not. I'm sorry?
I was high.
Okay, so you're driving under the influence, and you hit a car that you're not sure if you hit about.
Well, I think I did hit it. But I wanted to stay on the safe side. I got out. I wrote you a note. I put pylons around your car so no one else would make the same mistake. And now you're fucking yelling at me like I murdered your baby.
No, I'm not yelling at you, but I'm just trying to get the information straight. Did you hit the car or not?
Well, I don't know how many times I have to tell you the same thing. You should be saying
thank you
for the pylons.
Did you have any damage on your car?
You should say thank
you. Did you have any damage on your car?
No.
So then you don't know if you hit it even.
Well, I think I felt a bump.
A bump where? What's
like,
the car?
I think I felt my body rise and fall as I went into reverse.
As you went into reverse.
I noticed that you haven't said thank you for the pylons.
Okay, what's your first name? Wah?
Wah.
Okay. Okay, I need to double-check my car, and I'll call you back, okay? Because I don't know where this damage is, so I'll call you back, okay?
I love you.
Thank you.
This is Jessica.
Oh, hi, this is Roy. I left a note in your car.
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
Yeah, I just want to know what happened. We weren't in this for long.
Oh, I just walked by with a key and, like, scraped the side all up. Did zigzag lines. But then I felt bad, so I left the note.
Well, why did you do that?
I'm just kind of a jerk, and I've been off my meds for a long time now.
Okay. So you have insurance?
Oh, no. I don't think insurance would even cover that. I mean, it's not like I was driving. I don't even own a car.
So you're just walking around?
Yeah, just walking around keying cars. But then I felt bad. I don't understand. I had a mood swing, and then I'm like, scribble, scribble, wrote a big note for you, and then I left. Actually, I ran away after I left the note.
Okay, well, how do you intend on paying for this, then?
I'm not going to pay for it. The key didn't cut that deep, so it's not like that big of a deal, really.
Okay. That's fine. You obviously have bigger issues than...
Yeah.
Than king people's car, so...
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Do you do this often?
Oh, pretty much every day. Well, thanks for being understanding, though. I mean, you know, Merry Christmas and stuff.
Why even leave a number then at that point?
Well, because I'm apologizing. Isn't that nice of me?
That's kind of useless, don't you think?
Kind of. I'm just kidding. I didn't key your car. It's just like a fake note. There's no damage to your car, was there?
Well, there was just some paint chips on the door, so that's the only thing I could think of that anything, but I didn't notice any major damage. That's why I was trying to ask you what happened.
Oh, no. That wasn't me. Whatever that is, it wasn't me, I promise. That was a friend of mine left that note in your car and put my number on it.
Is it like a joke? Like, is this like a prank that he does?
Yes, it's an immature
prank. I don't think it's funny.
Well, it's not, but it's like, it's you know, it's better than having your car keyed up by a psycho, so you have to look at it that way.
Yeah. I didn't see any key marks on my car, so then I definitely thought that was not my car.
So now you should just be
I don't know.
You should just be happy and thankful that your car was never keyed up.
That doesn't make sense. Someone should be happy and thankful that some idiot decided to leave a note on someone's car and make them think that it was damaged to their car, take time to call, and then tell them a story, and then tell them, like, you should be thankful nothing happened.
Yeah, aren't you? I mean...
No, I'm not. This is a waste of my time. This is a waste of your time. Don't you have something better to be doing?
This is like that scene in Fight Club where they pretend they're going to kill the guy and then they don't kill him. And they're like, his breakfast will taste better tomorrow than it has ever tasted in his life.
No, this isn't like that.
It's exactly like that. You should be thankful.
No, this isn't like that. People don't walk around just keying people's car randomly unless they do have mental issues. Nor do they have people call them with a fake situation. Obviously, you have issues. If you're going to do that and think that somebody should be thankful, and especially if you're going to reference Fight Club. Are you some kind of moron?
Kind of, I guess.
I have a very busy work life. I'm not even in the state anymore right now. I took time out of my day to see what the hell someone was talking about. I don't know what your issue is or what you got going on, but don't call this number again, and you should probably try to get some help.
Well, you can at least say thank you for not keying your car.
I want to be a technical writer.
Hello, YouTube.
This is going to be a short video. I just want to post a couple of car ding phone calls that have happened recently. Only one of them is a prank call, though. The other one is just informational. This first one is the result of this guy in Oklahoma. He's been leaving car ding notes everywhere, and he's been updating me with voicemails telling me what kind of cars they are. And that's really awesome of him. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Oklahoma guy. I think I thanked you in the last video, but I'm thanking you again because this one is pretty awesome. Here's a guy named Richard.
Hi, Roy. You left a note on my car at Walmart yesterday. My number is 918. My name is Richard. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hi, Richard.
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I hit your car last week. I've been trying to call...
You hit my car?
Yeah, I've been trying to call back, and I couldn't get an answer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where did you hit it?
Underneath, like, kind of along where the pipe that goes from the muffler to the engine, kind of underneath.
Well, I didn't notice anything. I've looked.
Well, did you get under the car and look under the car? Because that's where I hit it, is underneath.
How did you get underneath to hit it?
I was joyriding in your car. I hotwired it, and I was driving around, and I ran it over a medium.
You hotwired my car?
Yes, and then I was joyriding, and I ran it over a medium.
I think you're full of crap.
Oh, your face is full of crap.
Hi, the voicemail of Dick. I'm sorry I am unavailable to take your call at this time, but if you'll leave your name and number, I will return your call just as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, Richard. Your face is full of crap. Take that, motherfucker.
Hey, shit for brains. That yellow car is over at Walmart almost on a daily basis. So why don't you come over there and look for it and wait for me to come out. When I come out, I'm going to kick the living shit out of you. If you think I can't do it, you little pisshead, wait for me over there at my car. And when I see you, I'm going to hurt you bad, asswipe. Hello.
Hi, Richard. You sound really angry in that voicemail.
Yeah.
You made me LOL. Thank you.
You made what?
You made me LOL, so I'm just saying thank you for that message. I'm going to leave another...
I made you what?
I'm going to leave another note on it, like maybe tomorrow.
Another note on the car?
Yeah, on the yellow car. I'm going to leave another note.
Yeah. Yeah, what's it going to say?
It's going to say, haha, you made me LOL, you big dummy. And I'm going to say something about your face, probably.
Yeah, uh-huh. I tell you what, you know who you're messing with?
No, who?
You're going to find out. I think you better do some research, find out who you're fucking with.
Oh, really?
Because you're about to get yourself in a real big jam.
No, who? Can you just tell
me? I'm a law enforcement officer, asswipe.
Oh, dun-dun-dun. I'm really scared now.
Yeah. Have you ever been in the Rogers County Jail?
Can I just ask, do law enforcement officers
if you think you're scared, you just wait till you get over there.
Do law enforcement officers usually leave messages threatening to kick someone's ass? Like, is that something law officers do? They threaten to kick people's ass? Is that legal to, make threats like that?
That's right. That's right, pisshead.
I'm a pisshead? Oh, no. That hurts. You take it back.
Yeah.
You take that back.
No.
Take that back, motherfucker. I'm not a pisshead.
No, about that, I think your queer is a $3 bill.
Okay. I think you're not a law officer at all, are you?
Okay. when we meet, you're going to find out.
Okay. I can't wait. I'll leave a note for you tomorrow, and you won't catch me. I'm going to leave you a note every day on that car.
Yeah. Okay, shit for brains.
Okay. I actually did a little research on that guy, as he requested, and I uncovered that he's a Walmart greeter. And that's why his car is there every day. So on this next call, I don't know what's going on. I think the lady is just trying to get free money or free car repairs. You know, she's just doing some crazy insurance scam. But she claims to have witnesses that saw us hit the car while she was inside. And just listen to this.
Yes, I'm the person whose car you hit in the public parking lot. I need for you to call me, please, so that we can settle this. You can call me at 407. I need to speak to you. I've reported this now to the police in the parking lot. So can you call me as soon as possible, please? It is about 5:20 on Saturday afternoon. Yes, this is the person that you hit again. Just so that you know, I also had a witness to the accident while I was shopping inside. So if you could call me at your earliest convenience so that we can get this to a body shop and you can settle up with them. I did see both places on the passenger side, and so I need for you to give me a call, 404-313-1087.
Hi, Roy. This is Officer with the County Police Department. I understand that you left a note on a car stating that you accidentally hit it. You can call me back at my desk. I'll be there Tuesday through Friday of this week, 7791. Thank you. Bye.
This is Officer.
Hi. My name's Roy. You left a message for me to call you back about a lady's car that I hit.
Oh, Roy. Okay. Oh, now I remember. You had a left a note on somebody's Mercedes the other night?
Yeah, well, somebody left a note. I didn't leave the note. It's just a prank. Like, someone left a note and put my phone number on it.
So somebody was pranking the lady in the Mercedes?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't see any real damage on there anywhere, and I was trying to figure out what... The reason I wanted to talk to you is I just want to know what hit what on the car. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, she left two messages and said that there was a bunch of damage on the passenger side door.
No, there's a couple of dings on the passenger side door.
I see.
It was written up as a criminal trespass, which is like damage to property, no accident. Oh. Is written up as. So you might want to call her back and tell her that, hey, one of my friends was pranking me or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Is it illegal for them to leave a note like that, even though they didn't actually hit their car?
Not necessarily illegal, but...
Oh, cool. I'm going to do it all the time then.
I wouldn't suggest it. I mean, sooner or later, you're going to come running into somebody that has actual damage to their car, and then somebody like myself, who's a hit-and-run investigator, is going to come down hard on them.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Well, I won't do it all the time then.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Bye.
So that's good news. That means that you people can keep leaving car ding notes for me and putting the phone number 425, and apparently it's not illegal. But, as you heard in that first call, you can get your ass kicked if you get caught. So don't let people catch you putting notes on cars, because it's just all kinds of trouble. You get your ass kicked by a police officer at Walmart, and then he throws you in the Cobb County Jail. And you don't want that. Anyway, though, thanks, everyone, as usual, for putting all these notes for me. Thanks, Oklahoma guy. Thanks, Colorado guy. This guy in Colorado has been... leaving notes for me, and the notes are hilarious. He's emailed me pictures of the notes. They have, like, I don't know, Pocahontas or Superman stickers or something all over them, and they're on construction paper, and he puts glitter on them. I think it makes it less believable. I've gotten less callbacks from Colorado than I think notes he's put out, because they probably think it's a joke with all the glitter and the stickers and the hearts drawn on them, even though the notes are hilarious. Colorado guy, but I think I'm getting less calls from you, although I have gotten a few calls, and there's a few pranks that are going to be in an upcoming video for Cardings. There are plenty more pranks coming up with Cardings thing, so be waiting for that. They're going to be amazing. Amazing! This is the fifth installment of Sorry I Dinged Your Car, thanks to people like you who leave notes on random cars that read, "Sorry I Dinged Your Car, please call me at Fort." In this episode, you'll get to hear Laugh Track Matt punch Samantha in the eye. So, you know, keep listening.
Yeah, Roy, my name is Tim. I got a yellow note here on my vehicle over in the parking lot of the Sanford Mall. It says that, dented your car, sorry, call Roy. You want to give me a call here and tell me what's going on? I'm at 386-317. It's about 3 o'clock. If I don't hear from you, I'm just going to turn it over to the Sanford PD here. Thanks.
Hello?
Oh, hi. My name is Roy. I left a note for you on your car about the damage.
Yeah, Roy, how are you doing today? I was at the Sanford Mall there. I'm driving an Expedition.
Yeah, that's the one.
I got a note on my vehicle. What's going on?
Oh, it's just there was a little bit of damage to the kind of the underside of the back bumper or the back section of the car, because I ran it over a median by accident. And
all right, so what are we going to do about this?
Oh, I don't know. I was just calling to apologize. I think your insurance should cover it, because I was in your car when I was driving.
In my car?
Yeah, I was taking it for a joyride while you were inside.
How are you taking my SUV for a joyride?
I broke into it, and I drove over a kind of a tall median. It had bushes on it and stuff, and it damaged the underside of the back bumper.
So while you were joyriding in my vehicle, I'll tell you what. Why don't you come joyriding again? I'm going to introduce you to a couple of friends of mine.
Well, I don't know where you would be parked, but I don't know.
I'll figure out a few things here. How about I just turn this shit over to the Sanford PD, and I'll let them deal with it, because it happened in Sanford. Why don't you have a nice day? They'll come and find you.
Why are you so angry?
Yeah, hi, Roy. This is Sal. Roy, can you give me a call? I'm the one that you hit the car.
Call me at 20162. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Sal. This is Roy.
Yes, it is.
You left a message?
Hey, hi, Roy. How you doing? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy, where exactly did you hit it? Because there was a couple little things. I didn't know which one.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not sure. Near the rear. It was basically on account.
I don't think. Roy, give me your phone number in case I lose contact with you.
312-952. Yeah.
632.
Yeah, I'm just in town doing some contract work in there. But, you know, if you wouldn't have parked like such a jackass, it might not have happened, you know?
Excuse me? Did I park like a jackass?
Or what? Maybe your fucking wife did. I don't know. You know?
You know, I don't like the way you're talking with a tone of voice. I mean, to say something like that. I mean, I parked in the middle. There was hardly anybody around me when I parked.
Really? Likely story. Were you a little liquored up or something? You don't even know what you was doing?
No. I don't drink. I mean, I don't even appreciate what you're saying and how you're talking.
You don't drink. What are you, a little Nancy?
Like I said, I'll speak to you, you know, right now I'm in a store shopping right now.
Okay. I'll call you back later there. No,
Roy, I don't even think there's anything wrong with the car. I'm not looking for anything.
Okay.
I'm not even looking for anything. You know,
If you're looking for anything, finish up your shopping there, Nancy, all right?
Hello?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Roy's wife. What did you just say to him?
I don't know. He started saying something to me. He said, did your wife fucking park like crooked? He said, where were you all liquored up? I said, I don't drink. He says, you don't drink? What are you, a Nancy? I mean, is this guy off the wall?
After he got off the phone with you, he slammed his beer against the wall and then he sucker punched me.
He sucker punched you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he's got a problem here.
Can you come help me?
What is Roy's phone number?
It's 201.
Right.
62.
69. No, that's my number.
I'm too confused right now. My head hurts so much.
Where is Roy? What is
and
Roy's
you,
number?
It's your fault. I'm going to sue you. This is all your fault. I want $1 million now. How am I going to get my brain cells back?
Okay, good. I'll get the police and we'll straighten this right out. I'll be calling the police right now and we'll straighten this right out.
I want my money.
You want your money for what? Your husband hit my car.
Yeah, and then he hit me, and they're both your fault because you don't know how to fucking park.
Hello?
Hello, this is Richard Cardo. I'm a attorney here at Gerbil & Associates, and I'm just calling on behalf of my client. She's intending to sue you for $1.2 million for spousal abuse. And we're going to need your address so we know where to send this subpoena.
What the hell are you talking about? Who is this?
My name is Richard Cardo. I'm with Gerbil & Associates in Jersey City.
You know, I think this is all, you people are all crazy. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Some woman just called me up saying her husband just hit her. Her husband hit my car the other day in the parking lot and left his phone number in my windshield.
Well, my client...
He just called me now, half intoxicated, yelling at me over the phone, and I don't even have anything wrong with the car.
My client says you had done a bad parking job, and that's not what we're going to sue you for. We're suing you for spousal abuse because you caused.
What do you mean a bad parking job? I was parked in a normal spot. And what are you talking about suing me? How the hell are you suing me for what?
Well, for spousal abuse, because she was punched in the eye.
Spousal abuse? What are you talking about, spousal abuse? Are you all crazy?
She was sucker punched, sir. Right in the face because of your phone call. And you're not helping your case by yelling at me, because I can see exactly how this happened now. And I'm recording this call.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. This is a prank call.
This is not a prank call, sir.
This is a prank call. You know what? Well, just, you know what? Have him give me a call when he sobers up.
No, we need your address, sir. You're going to prison.
I'm going to get the police involved.
The police are going to be involved because you're going to prison for spousal abuse. And we're going to be suing you for $1.2 million. That's exactly.
Are you crazy? Do you understand what you're saying?
You can call me crazy if you want, but at least I don't go around hitting women, sir.
Yeah, so he hit his wife? And what's that got to do with me?
That was your fault because of your phone call. You incited spousal abuse. And that's why we're going to sue you for $1.2 million.
You know, listen, when you get your life together, give me a call sometime, all right? In the meantime, stop calling
me. My life's together. I'm a lawyer with Gerbil & Associates.
I don't know who you are. As far as I know, you're a prank phone caller, calling me up, threatening me over the phone. Don't threaten me over the phone.
I'm not threatening anything. I'm just saying you're going to prison for life.
You are threatening me, telling me you're going to send me to prison. Because his wife hit him?
We need your address for the subpoena, sir.
You call me when they sober up.
Yeah, this is Patricia, and you left a note on my car saying you hit my car. I suggest if you hit my car, then you call me at 573-89. Don't leave me a retarded note on my window, you idiot. Hello?
Hi, is this Patricia? This is Roy.
Yes, do not call my phone again. You're not funny. You're not cute.
I'm not being
you
funny.
Call my phone. No, you call my phone again, and I'll get you for harassment. Okay? You can take your little shit off YouTube, because nobody fucking cares.
You told me to call you. You told me to call you.
Hello?
Hi, Patricia. What you doing?
Do not call my phone again. Do you not understand that? Are you retarded?
You asked me to call
your little joke.
You told me to call you.
Your little joke about hitting my car is not funny. It's not cute. I don't care. I'm not somebody that's going to laugh about it. Okay? Do not call my phone again. If you do, I will report you to our local police department. I have your number.
Why'd you ask me to call you then?
You said for me to call you because you hit my fucking phone, you retard.
I didn't write the note, though.
I don't care.
If you watch the YouTube video, you know other people write the notes. I just didn't call them back is all.
Well, don't call my phone. Okay, when somebody leaves you a note saying they hit your car, you want to know why they didn't stop. That's why you call back. Not for you to call me and try to make me laugh because you think it's cute. Do not call my phone again.
Okay, but listen, ma'am. I want you to apologize for yelling at me.
As usual, tons of thanks goes out to everyone who's left notes on cars for us, and even more thanks to the people who take pictures of the notes and write me emails to let me know what kind of notes they've left.
Hi, Roy, this is Stephanie. I'm just calling you. We didn't know you messed up my car. If you could give me a call back, that'd be great. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
It's Roy.
Oh, hi, Roy. How are you?
I'm good. What you doing?
I'm at work.
Oh, what you thinking about?
Stephanie? She hung up.
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
It's Roy again. We got disconnected somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why you left a note on my car.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything, so I just figured that it would be fine.
Well, I just, I didn't really hit it. I just thought you were cute, so I left a note on your car so I could get your phone number.
Oh, who are you?
It works better than, you know, going to bars and asking for phone numbers.
Oh, well, that was kind of weird because when you said the part about who should pee, I was like, well, I didn't hit anybody, so I don't know.
Well, I wanted it to be realistic.
Okay.
Yeah, so what you doing tomorrow night?
Not sure yet.
Oh, well, that's perfect then. We can go out and get to know each other.
Yeah, I don't know who you are, though. Where do you live?
I'm around here. I don't like to give out my personal information. But, you know, if I don't know, can you give me your address and I'll just pick you up at 7?
I don't know about that. I'll think about it and I'll let you know later.
Oh, well, okay. Should I call back in 30 minutes then?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, what time do you get off work?
Like at 6.
Oh, great. Where do you work at? I'll meet you.
No, that's okay.
Well, okay, I won't meet you, but where do you work at?
I can't talk right now. I'm at work, so I have to talk to you back later.
Oh, well, if you give me your boss's number, I can take care of it, and I'll make it so you can talk.
No, thanks. Bye.
But wait a minute. What about our date?
Hello?
Terry?
Yeah.
Hi. Did you leave a message on my answering machine for Roy about hitting a car?
Yes.
Okay. It's just kind of strange to me. My father's name was Roy, but he died in a car accident 2 years ago. So is this supposed to be some sort of sick joke?
No.
Why would you leave me that sort of message?
All right. This is weird. So, I'm going to hang up now.
Well, how do you think it feels for me?
Hi, this is Dan. Somebody left a note on my black car in the parking lot at the University of Missouri, and please give me a call. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, is Dan there?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Well, I thought I heard a female.
Oh, I answered, but he's also in the car.
That's weird.
What do you want?
Well, you called me and left a message and said that I hit your car. My name's Roy.
Oh, yeah. That was a week ago or something.
Yeah,
Did you leave a message?
Yeah, because I've been trying to call.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. What was it? There's like a little dent on one side, a little dent on the other, about the size of a golf ball or something. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, well, it's hard to remember. It's been so long. I was leaving out of my house, though, and I tripped down the stairs. The front stairs is like 4 stairs off of the front porch, and I tripped down those and hit a skateboard.
Are you okay?
It was on the Mizzou parking lot.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, the skateboard, it went down the hill, and it caused some people to jump out of the way. And this other guy, his car flipped over.
Car flipped over?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, let me ask you, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just tripped down the stairs, and then all this other stuff happened. It was actually a tree branch that when his car flipped over, the tree branch fell.
Wow, that's weird. Well, we don't know exactly what we should do. What do you suggest?
Oh, no, it's all right.
Sir?
Well, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I heard something in the background there.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, the tree branch hit a bike rider. And he veered off course and headed toward Mizzou.
Yeah.
I guess I don't see that much damage. I guess you're good with us.
Well, no, you haven't heard the full story yet. This is where it starts getting crazy.
Okay.
Why is he saying to hang up? I don't get it.
I don't know. The car,
because we're almost at the restaurant, but we'll wait. Go ahead.
Oh, which restaurant are you going to?
It doesn't matter. Don't go. What do you propose to do here?
Oh, I don't know if it's even my fault, because it's like this giant Rube Goldberg mess of coincidences and stuff.
Well, you know what? Let's just say we don't hold you responsible.
Oh,
we
thank God.
Yeah, we appreciate your honesty and letting us know, but let's just call it even.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you, ma'am. I love you. You don't know what this means to me. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, and you take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thanks. You're the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Stay off the track.
Hi there, Roy. I'm just calling you back. You left a note on my car saying that you dinged it. Just calling to see what's up. My phone number is 51987.
Yep.
Hello?
Hi. You left a note on my car, said you hit it?
No, you left a note on my car that said you hit my car.
No. My name's Roy. You left a note on my Impala, and it said you hit it and to call you back. You left a note and your email address.
Yeah, that was a phone call, right?
No, it's a note on my windshield. You scraped the back panel of the car, the back driver's side. It's like a little.
So the note that I have here says, "I put a ding on your car. Please call me ASAP. 425-243-7565, Roy."
That's my number.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be leaving my number on people's cars. You left a note on my car. I'm calling back.
Is this a joke? Because you called, I found this note.
I didn't
note.
Call. I just now called. I'm just returning your call.
You hit my car. Why, it says Roy on this note here.
But my name's Roy. I didn't leave a note. You left the note on my car.
And did you leave a note on my car after?
No. I don't know what kind of car you have. Do you have insurance, though, to cover this car ding?
I didn't do anything. There's nothing... I don't know what you're... I don't know how you got this, I called you on your phone. How did I get your phone number? I got it from the note that you left in my car.
No, I just called you. Your phone rang.
Yes, how did you get my phone number?
Because you left a note on my car and said to call you because you dinged my car.
Where are you from?
I'm visiting family.
Where?
I'm in Toronto, but I'm from Washington.
So you're from Washington, you're in Toronto right now?
Yeah.
So you said you got my phone number from a note on your car?
I don't know what kind of scam this is. Is this some Canadian thing I don't understand?
Clearly you're scamming me. I'm going to hang up the phone because you left a note on my car.
No, you scammed me.
This is a joke, Roy.
You're joking with me? You're saying this is a joke?
You're a complete liar. It's just a joke.
What? Why'd you tell me to call you if you're just going to call me a liar?
Because you left a note on my car, man.
No, you left the note on my car, and that's why I'm calling you.
Yes, good morning, Roy. This is Bob. I'm the owner of the vehicle that you had the incident with last week. You can reach me at 85-48. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, it's Roy. I left a note on your car last week. Huh?
And?
I'm calling you back because you left a message.
Roy, the phone number you left is somewhere out in Seattle.
Right.
It's part of this joke thing you guys do.
Right. I'm visiting from Seattle.
No, I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it?
Nope.
Why aren't you buying it?
Because I went online and saw that people are doing this all over the country. So take me off the radio or whatever it takes.
Bob, don't be mad. Don't be angry, Bob. Hi, Bob. I just wanted to apologize for my immature prank.
Yeah, well, if you ever come in this area again, stop down to Cinnamon's and Police Department because they got a report on you down there.
Oh, crap. I better stay away from New Jersey then.
I would do it.
You would? You would stay away from New Jersey, or you would come to New Jersey? I'll never know now.
Hi, I just got a message on my truck that you left a dent in my truck. I would like to call back, or I will further investigate this and get my cousin that's involved, that's a state trooper. Give me a call back.
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on your truck.
Yes.
I'm returning your call.
Alrighty. So I saw the dent in the truck.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you want to handle it.
Oh, there's not really a dent in the truck. You're trying to trick me. Because I just left the note on there as a joke, and I was hiding nearby and giggling as you saw it. So I didn't really touch your truck. I just put the note on there.
Okay, so why would you even go close near to my truck?
Just as a joke, so I could watch you get the note. And it was funny. And I giggled a lot. Tee-hee. That's what I was doing. I was in the bushes, going tee-hee, tee-hee.
Do you know I'm a cop, right?
Nope. But that's all right, because I didn't put it on your cop car. I put it on your truck. So don't act like you get special treatment just because of what you do for a living.
Okay.
All right. So there's no dent in your truck, so quit trying to scam me, you big scam artist.
Alrighty, so I got your number.
Uh-huh. I thought it was your cousin that was the cop. That's what you said in the message. You said your cousin's a state trooper. So now you're the state trooper? The story changes.
No, actually I'm a cop too.
Oh, okay. That's weird that you would mention that your cousin's the cop when actually you're the cop. That's really strange. So I totally believe you. I believe that you're a cop. I don't think you're lying to me at all right now. But anyway, it was funny to leave the note in your car and watch you take it off and be all confused. And I giggled tons. You wouldn't believe it.
All right, we'll be hearing from me what you did. So I'll be talking to someone for a warrant.
I'll be hearing you what?
You'll be hearing from me lately. I have a warrant.
You're going to have a warrant because it's illegal to put it...
Hi, Roy. This is the guy whose vehicle I guess you had hit and damaged in the Walmart parking lot. I was just giving you a call. My name is Brandon. Go ahead and give me a call back. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Roy.
Hi, Brandon.
Yeah.
Hey, I left a note on your truck.
All right.
You said there was damage to it?
What's that?
You said there was a lot of damage to it?
Where did you hit it at exactly?
Where was the damage?
Well, I don't know. I've got a few dints and a few scratches in my truck already.
Well, I'm a representative for State Farm Insurance, and I was just calling to see if you would try to commit fraud if a note was left. And it looks like you failed the test.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to cancel your insurance now.
What?
Because of your attempted fraud of trying to call
attempted
someone.
Attempted fraud?
Yeah, because we have...
Okay, all right, well, I'm going to fucking file harassment charges because you don't leave somebody a fucking note on their truck saying that you dented it.
Well, no, you shouldn't try and do insurance fraud. That's illegal.
Do what?
That's illegal to try and do insurance
fraud. No, I have mud ran my fucking truck. I have dents and I have scratches all over the motherfucker. It happened at, what, 9:30 last night when it's dark outside?
Uh-huh.
He's a fucking insurance motherfucker that leaves notes on people's vehicles.
I don't appreciate being referred to as a motherfucker.
He's canceling my insurance because supposedly I'm going to commit fraud or whatever and try and get insurance or whatever.
Okay, I have you on recording now admitting that you're committing insurance fraud.
I'm not admitting shit. I'm not doing that. I'm asking you if you hit my truck, and if you did, where did you hit it so I can look?
No, you told me that there was massive damage to the front.
There has been. I have mud ran my truck. My truck has been bounced off a couple trees.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking you where you hit it at so I can specifically look for any damage. I did not say, yeah, you hit my truck. I did not once say that. I have a witness right here. I called the cops to see if I could view tapes. I couldn't do that. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. You supposedly hit my truck. You called me an idiot. Okay, I was being nice on the phone. I left a nice message. I said, hey, you know, Roy, this is Brandon. You supposedly hit my truck, yada, yada. I was, you know, and look where it's gotten me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's what happens when you try to commit insurance fraud.
I'm not trying to commit insurance fraud.
It sure sounds like you are. I mean, you said there was all that.
What is your real name?
My name is Roy.
Roy what?
Roy Jurbel with State Farm Insurance.
Jurbel. Write that down. Because I'm going to file harassment charges.
Gerbil.
This is retarded. I'm not trying to commit fraud or anything like that. I have dents. I have scratches all over that truck. And you're going to sit here and tell me that I'm trying to commit fraud?
Okay, Brandon. I guess it's time to come clean. I'm with Y98FM, the radio station. And your mom set you up for a prank call.
Do what?
I knew you were going to say do what. I'm calling from the radio station. Your mom set you up for a prank call. We're going to play this tomorrow on the morning show.
You're kidding me.
No, for reals.
No.
Yeah, for realsies.
So how do I know this isn't a joke?
Do I sound like the kind of person that would joke with you?
I don't know what's going on. I'm still confused.
Well, maybe that's what happens when you're trying to commit insurance fraud.
Yes, hello, Roy. This is my name's Rich. You left a note on my car about a ding. Would you please give me a call when you get a moment? My number at work here is 22. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Roy. I left a note on your car about a month ago about the ding damage.
Yes.
Sorry to take so long to call back on that.
No problem. I didn't see much damage. Where was the damage at?
Oh, it was just along the side. Well, the thing is, the reason you didn't see it is because I'm a time... I know it's hard to believe, but I'm a time traveler. And the damage that's going to occur actually isn't going to be until next week on the 21st. That's a Friday.
Oh, it's not there yet.
Yeah, it'll be there. This happens to me all the time with all the time traveling I do. I'm actually calling from 2015, but I was in town.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Okay.
So,
What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbil. G-E-R-B-I-L.
Okay, well... Well, at this point, I guess we wait till it happens.
Yeah. I mean, okay. If it's going to be on the 21st, I think it was dark, so I guess in the evening. So maybe if you have a garage, you could put your car in the garage, and
Okay. Hopefully
it won't happen. But that could cause a paradox and disrupt the space-time continuum. And we really don't want that, so it might be best if you just leave your car out, and you know, then we'll exchange insurance info.
Okay, well, so I'll call you after the 21st?
Yeah, that'd be best.
All right, okay. All righty, well, thank you for your call. I appreciate it, and I'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Ray.
Goodbye. Why did he believe that?
You guys will not stop putting notes on cars for me. The calls just keep coming in and we keep answering them. Some of the calls we take from these car ding victims don't ever end up on this YouTube channel, so if you want to hear all of the car ding calls, then you need to listen to the phone show, which is located at cactiradio.com/phone show, or you need to visit our official page of car ding calls, which is phonelosers.org/ding. Here's a couple more of our recent calls.
Yeah, hi, my name is Pat. And my car was parked in a Safeway parking lot on First Street in Livermore. And when I came out, there was some damage to my car. It says in a note that says, "Sorry, I damaged your car," with your name and telephone number on it. So I'm responding to that, being that the people at Safeway pulled up a film. They just got back to me and pulled up a film of what occurred to my car with a person putting it on the windshield. So, I mean, I'm kind of following up before I take this any further with the police getting involved to find out what happened, you know what I mean, what you want to do about this. So if you could call me, I'd appreciate it. 2492, and I'm just in a holding position until I hear from you, and I appreciate you leaving a note. So give me a call. Talk to you later.
Oh.
Hi, it's Roy.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
What happened at the store?
Oh, I don't know. You have the tape, so didn't you see it all happen?
Well, they got part of it. They got you putting a note on the car. But you know what? They're really, from what I saw when I was at the store, they were going to work the film. But from what I saw in the store, I didn't see what happened. I just saw that you putting the note on.
Are they going to, like, you know, freeze and enhance the film like in the movies?
They've got so many cameras, it's unbelievable. I went in the office, so they've got like about 14 cameras outside.
Wow!
So they've got all these different screens. You know, they follow you after you put the note, the whole nine.
That's insane.
But what actually happened?
I put a spell on your car with witchcraft. I don't know if you noticed it, but there was a big pentagram on the ground around your car made out of chalk.
I didn't notice it.
Oh, yeah, it's a big chalk pentagram. And I, you know, I praised Satan. I said the magic words, the spells. And there's a hex on your car now.
What actually happened to my car?
That's what I'm saying. It's ding. Ding is a slang word for, you know, voodoo, magic spells.
And that's the damage that you put on my car? That's the reason you left a note?
Yeah, and I mean, you know,
sorry, I damaged your car, Roy. Blah blah blah. With your phone number,
it is damage. It's a spell on your car, and it's you know, that's dangerous. I put a spell. If I don't know if you believe in voodoo, and if
no, I don't.
Are you a Satanist?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm totally a Satanist. And I just,
yeah, well,
I said,
what's that got to do with me? I don't get it. You're losing me here.
I put a spell on your car.
That's the damage that you did to my car? What about my fender?
I didn't actually touch it. No, I didn't touch. The fender is where I was kneeling as I praised Satan and did my voodoo.
Well, they don't
witchcraft.
Have you kneeling in the camera.
Well, maybe
They've
their cameras aren't
coming
that...
up to the car and putting the note on, and they follow you back to your car.
Well, maybe their cameras aren't as good as you think they are then.
Well, I have no idea.
Maybe I cast a spell of invisibility when I did the actual hex, so the cameras don't see me. Did you ever think of that? I don't think you did.
Hey, look. You know, you left this note on my car. I'm calling, trying to be civil here. And now you're giving me some bullshit about the devil.
That's not bullshit. The devil is not bullshit.
Well, you're full of shit, you know what I mean, talking about all this hex crap. I mean, like, don't waste my time.
You don't need to insult my devil, because then the hex will just come back 10 times on your car.
Oh, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're so full of shit, you stink. You know what I mean? Like, you
Ouch.
Know,
Ow. Ow. That's rude.
You're rude. You're rude calling me wasting my time with this bullshit. Why did you even put your number on my car?
I just wanted to inform you about the hex, so you get a warning. Since this guy apparently had a video of the car that left him a note, I did call him back after I made this call, and I explained to him that it was just a prank. And hopefully the guy that left him a note doesn't get in trouble for this one. And if you do, sorry about that. I'm not paying your bail, though. This next one is kind of long, and it's another lady attempting to get free work done on her car at our expense. The Australian guy, as usual, is Tristan.
Yes, my name is Raquel, and I'm the owner of the Blue Saturn Sky that you accidentally hit in the parking lot at Kroger. I just got back in town. My daughter was driving the car, so I would like to speak with you about it. My number is 4327. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, is that Raquel?
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Roy. I left a message on your car.
Oh, okay. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks. Thanks for getting in contact with me. I felt really guilty about that, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm so sorry that it took me so long to get back to you, but I just got back in town.
Yeah, well, I was just sitting.
My daughter was driving my car. I don't know if she left you a message or if she
spoke
to me, but...
she didn't. I've been sitting up in bed. I've been worrying about it. It's just been really, you know, nagging at my conscience, you know? So I'm glad that you called me back and that we can sort it out. So,
okay.
So what do you reckon? Where should we go from here?
Well, I guess, I mean, I could take, if you have any suggestions of a place that you might would want me to take it to get an estimate, to get the tank, I guess, budget or whatever.
Well, I'm not a professional by any means, but I could probably sort you out with a bit of a fix up and maybe paint it or something. Myself, I mean, I've had some experience back home spray painting the back of the shed.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I want a body shop to fix it.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's minor, so I don't think it's going to be that. You know, it's going to cost that much.
No, but I'm more than happy to offer myself to do it for you if you like. I mean. You know, I'm just saying it's just an option. As I said, I'm not a professional by any means, but I can give it a go, you know.
I'd love to take it somewhere and have it,
okay.
You know, fixed back to the original.
Well, that's fair enough. So, but how bad do you think that the damage was?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I mean, how bad would you consider that damage?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a gouge. It's a nice little gouge out of there. So, you know, like I said, I just need to get an estimate, I guess, from a body shop, and then I'll give you a call back and let you know.
A gouge.
You can kind of let what you want to do from there.
Yeah, well, look, I mean...
But, I mean, the car is pristine. I've got, like, less than 20,000 miles on that car. I went all the way to New Jersey to pick it up.
Yeah.
And I've never been in an accident with it, and I, you know...
Well, you know,
I'm not going to lie and tell you that I wasn't upset about it.
I understand you're upset.
But she parked it all the way across the parking lot, from what I understand.
Yes, but it wasn't my car. It wasn't actually my car that hit your car. You see, wallabies have a mind of their own, and he just jumped out of my back seat, and he jumped to on the roof of your car, and you know, popped up the side there. So it was actually it was caused by him, and you know, it's an act of God in a sense, because I can't control animals; they've got a mind of their own, you know.
Right. Okay. No, I understand that, but like I said, I would like, that's my baby, and. I just want to get it, you know, I just want to get it back the way it was. So I take really good care of the car. I cover it in the winter time. I don't even drive it in the winter.
Well, I understand.
It's a fun car. It's a fun car. So
I understand, but maybe if you're wanting someone to pay for it, maybe you should be asking my pet wallaby, Bruce, to pay for it.
Are you saying that your pet caused the damage to the car?
Yes, it wasn't done out of, like, spite or anything. He's just an animal who likes to jump.
Okay, I understand that. But at any rate, the dog belongs to you. So, I appreciate
the dog. Did you call it a dog?
Okay, but say, are you saying that your car didn't hit my car?
Yeah, it wasn't a car. It was a wallaby. My wallaby hit your car.
What hit my car?
Wallaby. You know.
The dog?
No, a wallaby, dear. It's like a small kangaroo. It's my pet,
okay. My
pet wallaby, Bruce the wallaby.
Okay, you have a pet kangaroo, and the pet kangaroo is what did the damage.
Yeah, it did the damage, but it was only because it was chasing my pet wombat.
Okay, all right, that's all fine, good and well, but Roy, I'm just going to be honest with you. You're going to want to, you know, contribute to getting the chip paint fixed, or you're not. It doesn't, you know. It doesn't matter to me. I feel like you were being honest with me when you said that, you know, it's kind of been on your conscience. I just want it fixed as the way it was. So what you decide to contribute to it or not, but I will tell you this, and this is something for your conscience. Whatever you don't pay, my daughter's going to pay it. So, she and it's not her fault. She shouldn't have to pay for my car to be fixed.
Look, I understand, but what really happened was, your daughter actually hit my wallaby, and then she told me that I should say that my wallaby hit your car. It was actually the other way around.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she hit my wallaby, and I was nice enough to say, I'll just write this note for you, love. It's all right.
Okay, well, let me call her, because this doesn't even sound like her. My daughter has never, ever lied to me in her whole entire life. So this doesn't even sound right to me. She's a college student. She's in her third year at Kennesaw. She's worked really hard. I couldn't even imagine that she would lie to me about it. But, you know, like I said, she said that, Mom, if he's not going to pay for it, I will take care of it, because I shouldn't have been driving your car.
That's because she felt guilty. So, she felt guilty for running over.
But why would you even, if that's the case, why would you even leave your information and say that she said that she came out in the parking lot and the note was on the car. So what you're telling me is completely different. But you know what, Roy, let's just talk to her. I'll give you a call back. I'll get an estimate to get the car fixed. If you want to be involved with that, and
I had a witness with me on that day, and they are more than happy to talk to you. If you want to speak to them now. Hang on.
Yes, well, I'll talk to her first, and then I'll call you back.
No, hang on. Yeah. Here you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do that, and I'll just call you back.
Miss, can you simmer down? What you need me to be a witness to something? What am I supposed to tell her? What's the story?
I'm sorry. Are you still there? Are you talking to me or someone else?
No. What are you trying to say happened? Blah. Let me start that over. My head's all frazzled.
I'm just collaborate your story with her. Now, if that's what really happened, she's going to tell me that as well. Because, like I said, she's never lied to me before. in the 21 years that I've been racing.
Calm down. It's okay. It's really just calm down. I have three-way calling on my line. If you give me the number, I can bring her into the call, and we can all talk about this together as a bit happy. We can try to sort this out together. Okay? How about that?
Okay.
What's her number?
I think she was just trying to call me, actually.
Okay. Well, just give me the number, and I'll bring her right in. Okay.
Do you have a pen? Can you write it down? Can you do the three-way? Because I'm not that familiar with that.
I can do that. Uh-huh. Just tell me the number. I got my pen handy-dandy notebook right here. I'm always ready. I'm a Boy Scout.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Six, seven, eight.
8-7-5. All right. We'll call her right now. Honey, can you take the phone and do the three-way?
Okay. And if something happens, I'll just call her, like I said, and then I'll just call you right back.
Well, and like I said, we can bring her in the call, and we can all talk together. We can sort. We're calling her right now.
We're calling her right now.
Okay.
Her phone's gonna ring.
She was trying to feed my wombat some Cheetos, and the wombat came out of my back seat, and the wallaby chased it, and she hit my wallaby with her car.
That's rude of her.
Hello?
Oh, I have to fess up. Hello,
Ashley.
Yes,
Ashley. I had Roy on the phone. We're on a three-way call, and he was explaining to me like a little different story about what happened to my car.
That's right.
Did you come outside to find the note, or is it something that you're not telling me?
When I came outside, there was a note on the car.
So did you ever meet Roy personally? Because he's saying y'all had a conversation, and he's saying his animal is actually what did the damage to the car, and you almost hit the animal.
No.
Oh, Ashley, don't lie. You were trying to feed my wombat those Cheetos.
And I was there.
Excuse me?
You were feeding the wombat the Cheetos, and then the wombat jumped out of the car, and then Bruce the wallaby chased the wombat and jumped over your car. And you
the wombat?
Yes, you hit my wallaby.
Yeah.
What is the wombat?
We have the vet bills.
You don't even know what I look like. Can you describe me?
Yeah, you look like my wombat.
I look like a wombat. I do not look like a wombat
at all. He's upset because you're trying to lie about things.
Ashley, I already figured that this is a jackass that we're talking to. I'm so sorry, Ashley.
Don't call my friend a jackass, you big meanie pants. No, you big meanie dick. Don't you talk
about
it. Thanks for giving us Ashley's phone number.
Once again, thanks to everyone who's left a note. Be careful, because apparently it's really easy to just walk into a Safeway and have them show you video of someone leaving a note on your car.
Hi, Roy. I'm calling because I just got a note on my car, and I'd really like to know what this is about. So if you could call me back at 781-7... I'm really confused. And my name is Sherry. Thank you.
Say, my name's Roy, and I dinged your car.
Hey, talk.
It'll be funny.
Yeah, talk.
My name is Wood.
Wait.
I fell so bad. I blew up.
Hello?
Yeah, so bad I got a candy. Because I accidentally chewed it.
Really? What?
What's going on, woman?
tell her again. Tell her again what she did to your car.
I pulled it because I ate some candy by accident and I blew it up. And my car
you ate some
up.
Candy?
Well, I was like...
Did somebody hit my car?
Cowboy.
You ate candy and hit my car? I'm really confused.
What even is your name, cowboy?
I don't understand what you're saying. Is this even a real phone call?
He's sorry he dinged your car.
Why did you ding my car?
I'm making him apologize. Here, I'm putting him back on. Here you go.
No, wait. I'm really sorry because I just want to... I can't talk to a child.
Smash it, I bought a new Mustang, so you might be happy, and I got a Corvette.
Okay. I don't understand anything you're saying other than Corvette. I got that you dinged my car, and I really want to talk to somebody about this because my car's expensive.
Girl, what did I tell you? I smashed your car, and I got two new cars, a Mustang and a Corvette.
You smashed my car and to get two new cars?
Yeah.
How did you get two new cars after smashing my car? Do you know what I drive? What do I drive? Tell me what I drive.
My car is ugly.
I'm sorry, well, what?
Your new car is ugly.
I'm ugly?
Uh-huh.
Can I speak to an adult? I don't understand this. All I know is that I have a dent in my car and somebody needs to take care of it.
Thank you for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this, edition or whatever the hell it's called, of the RSS feed audio thingy, podcast, iTunes, whatever. Just a few things before I go. A lot of the music in there, it was by Rappy McRapperson, and we all know that I have a huge boner for him. I just made a Rappy McRapperson torrent for everyone to download all of his music. It's got all of his TV show, his art. Yeah, I'm going to put it on the post on phonelosers.org, a link to it, so you can download all the Rappy stuff. I'm also going to put a link to the other torrents that Phone Losers has, because there are several. There is one that's the media pack for 2012 for PLA. It's got everything PLA in it. It's got, just all the pranks, all the videos, everything. And then also there's a prank phone calls torrent, which has prank phone calls in it. Just like a bunch of groups that I've amassed over the years. Lots of good stuff in the prank calls torrent. Tabachi, he's even more of a freak about prank calls than I am. And he promises he's going to have a torrent out soon. So keep an eye out somewhere for that. His website died recently, but he's still got his prank call radio station. It's at tabachi.phonelosers.us. He took down his prank archive, though, but he's gonna bring it back in the form of a torrent, because I guess everyone was complaining that he was releasing their prank calls without permission. I mean, what the hell? They're prank calls. Get over it, people. Go to phonelosers.org. In the post for this episode, I will list those torrents, and I will list links to all the carding stuff and some of the carding videos. There is actual video. That's really exciting because, you get to see me using a telephone. And then there's pictures also, like the one that Samantha did with the pylons around the car, the traffic cones. That was hilarious. She's psycho. Anyway, visit phonelosers.org. Visit phonelosers.com because, we have forums. Nobody ever uses the forums anymore. And don't forget to visit youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. That's where all of this audio lately is coming from. I've still got plenty more audio from YouTube that I'm going to put on here soon, such as all the pizza calls we've done recently. I bet you there's over an hour worth of pizza material that's going to end up on this feed soon, so be looking forward to that. Maybe once I get all this done, I'll start doing original things again. I haven't really done a whole lot lately. But yeah, hope you enjoyed this. See you guys next time. Farewell. Hope you had a good Valentine's Day. Hope you have an amazing St. Patrick's Day. Ah! Bye.